you living on Old Street across from the Myers?
Yes.
That's
the same street, 504 Main.
Main.
But across from
right.
Myers.
Right.
And then Tanner's was down on the corner.
Well, what year was it that you were living there that you knew?
I listened to the tape from our last conversation.
Yes.
And I came up with a list of things that I'd like to deal with tonight. Your interests, nursing, interior decorating, landscape gardening, history, especially your connection with Professor Edmund Meany, the Daughters of the American Revolution, and Girl Scout camping, and antiques.
Yes.
Those are all interests, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Okay. And
of course, these were... I didn't get into those.
No, I realize. But I'd be interested in having you say more about each of those.
Mm-hmm.
And then the areas of your knowledge seem to be about the Boise Cascade Company Mill, or it was called the Mount Emily Company before that, wasn't it? The years that you were in Cove, I don't know what the years were. And then 1922 or 23 when you first saw the Grand Ronde Valley.
They just went through.
And then when you came back, you lived at Mount Emily Camp for a while. And you said you lived in Island City. And you loved living in Cove near the school.
Yes.
You knew Harold Blank.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to live in the house that you lived in.
Yes, he.
Right.
He lived there when he was just a young fellow.
Right. So tonight, if you're willing, what I'd like to have you do is concentrate on describing things as far as much as you can remember, how things looked, about events that were connected with these things, and not so much concentration on who came here when or who left when. I mean, those are interesting things, but tonight I'd like to concentrate just on describing things as you remember seeing them yourself. Is there any one of these you'd like to start with?
Nursing, why I... was encouraged to go into nursing because of my mother had one of her good friends, and that's when they were living up on the homestead. She was a nurse, and I had to turn it in Chicago, hospital there. And I went into nursing because I lacked the money for some other things.
Yes.
It didn't cost much at all.
Uh-huh. Did you have an idea of what nursing involved then?
Oh, I think it was taking care of people.
Yeah. But the training, did you know what the training involved?
Well, no, not too much.
Uh-huh.
Because I've never gone through anything
right.
like that before.
Was it a 2-year course you took?
It was 3 years.
3 years, uh-huh. So you took chemistry?
Yes.
And physiology?
Yes.
And something about drugs?
Yes.
Can you remember how these things were taught? Did
no.
you sit in a large room with a lot of other women and listen to lectures?
Oh, yes. Just like going to school, a classroom.
In a high school or a college. How much difficulty did you have with it?
From the University of Washington.
Oh. A University of Washington blue book with an A- on it.
You know, it's interesting. It was got a grade in architecture.
Architecture 1. Alice McDonald Jones. Mm-hmm. Yes. Wonderful.
There's the...
The five general conditions that affect the architecture of the country are climate, religion, social conditions and ideas, history, and geology. Yes. And the difference between medieval and classic architecture, a house of Ponza, it looks like. A very detailed drawing of from the top view.
Like it was a Greek house.
Uh-huh, with a garden in the front, and a court, kitchen, shop, and many other rooms. Was that about a 1 hour exam, do you remember? On November 4th, 1930?
I don't remember the time.
And why did you save this?
Just because I was interested in such things as that.
Mm-hmm. Did you save any of your nursing exams?
I did for a while, and then this is just a different thing, just busy, just went through and...
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you found these. I see a end of quarter report here. Mm-hmm. Clay modeling, fall of 1950. Is that where you... Were you there then?
No, I was here. It's college here.
Oh, I see. This is from... Oh, yes, this is the Eastern Oregon College of Education.
Yes.
You took clay modeling for 2 hours.
There's one of the things that I did. See that duck up there?
Uh-huh. Yep. And you got a B in that course, and you had a grade point average of 3.0. That's fine.
Yes, University of Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I was...
And that's October 22nd, 1930. 30.
Getting a little bit ragged. But here's a... I belong to the Terrys.
Mm-hmm.
It was a... We didn't have... I didn't join a sorority, but this was a... the other students joined.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit here, but I'm mentioned here.
Something that you did?
Working in an organization.
Oh, yes. Alice Jones. 500 upper-class independent women received invitations to the Frateri's tea to be held Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. in the Associated Women Students Social Hall, 205 Home Economics Hall. There's Alice Jones. Refreshments Committee is headed by Margaret Breyer, who is assisted by Elena Nelson, Betty Seeley, and Alice Turner. And what did the Frateri's do? Was it like a sorority?
Yes, that order.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But, of course, we had more people in it.
Yeah.
And just one big organization.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And here's something that... I don't have a date down here, but something I've been interested in about winter, voting and...
Officers selected by women voters.
Yes, for the League of Women Voters.
Oh, yes. That was in Seattle?
No, this is here.
Oh. Were you involved with that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What did you do for the League of Women Voters, Mrs. Bruce Moorhead?
Well, I don't remember just what it was, but probably...
Martha Addy. was a board member. Do you remember her?
Oh, heavens, yes.
Tell me about what you remember about Martha Addy.
Well, I think she was a very smart, congenial person. I liked her very much.
Yeah. What made you think she was smart?
Well, just the way she had a... was a teacher at the college.
Yeah.
And the classes of doing this and uh-huh. had different things.
Did you have any direct connection with her?
Oh, yes. We were both belong to DAR
same.
And different things.
Mm-hmm.
And so on and so forth. And
did she talk about ideas, politics or education or anything?
Yes. One person said, when he was first running for office and everything, was that Ronald Reagan. She didn't care for him.
Oh.
She was, that, at that time, he was a Democrat.
Yeah.
And going on and
uh-huh.
so on and so forth.
And do you think she preferred Republicans?
Well, at that time, I think, criticizing Ronald Reagan. But there's something I have to find out about Ronald Reagan, and it's just come up the last couple of days. Maybe you remember seeing his. I think it's the, I don't know who it was, but was it connected to Ronald Reagan? He was kind of an in-law or something like that. But I'm going to have to look into this. I want to find out the connection. And I was thinking that she was related to Jane Wyman.
Yeah, her daughter.
His first wife.
Mm-hmm.
And I just can't remember.
Well, that was the connection.
But,
and Jane Wyman is still alive.
But I was just wondering the connection that Martha had, and her mother was here too. Why? I don't know how they were related with Jane Wyman or somebody.
Well, she was Reagan's first wife, and Maureen was their daughter.
I know it, but was Jane Wyman a sister or a relative of Martha Addy's?
Oh, well, I see.
This one.
I see. I don't know about that.
But this is from one thing to another, took me one to another here, just
yeah.
because I was looking through papers and this had maybe a connection.
Well, let's stick with the University of Washington just a little bit. You can see we're there in 1930. Do you remember were the classes fairly small then? Did it feel like sort of like going to Eastern Oregon College?
Of course, I'd never been to any college before that.
Yeah.
But no, it was seemed like a normal class, not real small and not real
mm-hmm.
large, just average.
Mm-hmm. Comfortable?
Yes,
mm-hmm.
it was.
Now, last time I asked you if you could describe a little more Professor Meany. You took one course with him, did you?
Yes.
Was that Northwest history? You remember?
It was history.
But history of the Pacific Northwest?
I don't know just how much. I don't remember.
Uh-huh.
History, but we did get the Seattle area involved in
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm. That's what he knew a lot about.
Yes.
When he came into class, did you feel right away that he was a comfortable man to be with?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And then when he spoke, or I suppose he lectured for 50 minutes or so each day?
Well, I don't remember how long it was.
Well, that would be the usual class period.
I imagine it would be.
Mm-hmm. And did you find that he was an interesting person to listen to?
Oh, yes.
You didn't feel like going to sleep?
No.
No.
Not anything to do with the history and all that.
Right.
No.
You were listening to everything he said.
Yes.
Yes. Did he ever talk about Eastern Oregon or Eastern Washington?
Not that I remember. Mm. I'd have to check way back, 70 years back.
Yes.
To see you.
Yes. I know.
A little more on the subject. But,
Well, do you remember a little more about your classes? I guess you took more than one class at Eastern Oregon College, more than just the clay modeling.
Oh, it was several others at different times.
Mm-hmm.
It's about one at a time.
Uh-huh. Now, this college started in 1929.
Yes.
And you were there in 1950, was it?
I was there. There in 1945 and 1946, mm-hmm. and then I went to Nova Scotia,
mm-hmm.
and then I came back,
uh-huh.
and they needed me again, and so I was there in 1953.
Uh-huh. Now, what do you remember about the campus of Eastern Oregon College?
Well, there was a... Of course, it didn't have so many buildings.
No.
The stairway was probably in better shape than it is now.
Mm-hmm. In the front, you mean?
Yes.
The Evensong stairway?
In the big old stairway.
Did you attend Evensong ever?
Yes, I have. And listened to that, yes.
Describe that.
Well... was there on the stairway.
In June?
It would be in June.
Mm-hmm.
But,
Who was invited to stand on the stairs?
Well, I don't know. Remember who it was, but I don't remember.
Where did you stand?
Well, probably down below.
In the street?
I imagine.
Mm-hmm. And that... This was
I don't remember.
The people who were on the stairs sang, did they?
Well, I don't know what the program or anything was. I don't know.
But was it a combination of singing and speeches?
Well, I don't know that.
No.
But I think it would be, because if they had singing, then mm-hmm. they'd be introduced mm-hmm. and this and that and different things.
What did you understand was the purpose of it?
Well, just entertainment.
Mm-hmm. But it was part of the graduation ceremony, was it?
I think it was mm-hmm. different things at that time.
Mm-hmm. Do you think if you'd been getting a degree, you might have been standing on the steps with the others?
Well, I never gave that a thought.
I see.
Because it was far away from me.
Yeah. You weren't trying to get a degree.
No, I wasn't, because mm-hmm. at that time I had been nursing and there on the faculty and previously.
No. Do you mean nursing at Eastern Oregon or nursing at the Boise School?
No, at Eastern Oregon. Oh. I was in charge of nursing.
I didn't know that. Tell me about that.
Yes, and I had an office in Ackerman.
Oh.
Right across there with John Miller.
Yes.
Remember him?
So what was your job?
I was the supervisor help.
for the school.
Yes.
I see. So you saw children in the office?
Yes, and they came, and, and that I had to check the freshmen out, and they had to have a paper there about it from the doctor when they entered the school, and things like that. Mm-hmm. And then if they needed to, if they were sick for anything, if they needed to have a little attention, they all came to me. Mm-hmm. And I had three doctors that was on my staff to...
Do you remember that you had any difficult problems in that job?
No. I got along just okay.
These
I had a letter here someplace from Dr. Bennett telling me what a good job I've done. Oh. I don't know where it is. So.
He was one of the doctors in town then?
No, he was the president.
Oh, the president?
Of the college.
Oh, I see.
And one of my other doctors who were on the staff was Dr. Gilstrap, Dr. Kubler, and Dr. Egger. And so I could choose.
When did you need to consult with them?
Well, if somebody was sick, why, maybe they... well, I kind of knew the doctors very well, and Dr. Gilstrap would have a number of calls and everything, and Dr. Kimbrough was so busy, and send this patient to Dr. Kimbrough.
Would this be when
here
you...
Nose and throat, that one would go to Dr. Egger.
I see. Or if you suspected that a child had a contagious disease like measles or scarlet fever, you'd send them to the doctor?
Well, yes, if there was something like that, but these were, you know, college.
I see, college students.
Yes, yeah. They didn't have much of that.
I thought you meant you worked mainly with the children at Ackerman. That's not so.
Oh, no, it was the
college students.
The son, it's just everybody in student body.
I see. At that time, Ackerman was a fairly new building, wasn't it?
Well, I don't know. Just when it was big. I mean, they was, most of them weren't very old because things started in 1929.
That's right.
And this was 44. And then Dorian was the...
the dormitory.
For the women. And that was the first really, well, before they had the Dorian, they had different places around here to rent. And I don't remember just where some of the men were. It was...
How did you...
At the time of the war,
yes,
there were soldiers,
yes,
around and
right,
everything.
How did you get that job?
Well, I don't remember. I was the recommended by different people. And then I met Dr. Maskey. He was
the president
there, the first time. And we were on different, doing different things. I know that we had one thing he was on, two on the board or something. We had a was more artwork in it, in that building just behind Elks Club. And there was a man that was there, one of the teachers. I was thinking of it, trying to think of his name after you were here. He was a well-known man who worked in art.
Is that Minor White?
Yes.
Minor White.
Minor White is the one.
Uh-huh.
And him.
What was your connection with him?
Well, he was the teacher there, and I was there on the board.
Yeah.
With the this art group.
I see.
And so was the. You remember Catherine Pierce?
Mm-hmm.
Catherine Pierce?
Yes.
She was on a lot of different things. I had been on different committees.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was, I've been doing different things. So then another group. But where I was with some of these women were YWA.
Okay.
You heard of that?
Okay.
It's a group that we used to have our meetings at the basement in the Methodist church.
You said YWEA?
Yes.
Young Women's... What?
Educational... Association or something like that.
Mm-hmm. What was the aim of that organization?
What
was the aim of that organization?
Studying and just doing things. And I know we had different programs
Was it mostly really young women or women of all ages?
Women of all ages.
I see. Would you study, for instance, birds?
Well, I studied some about history and politics.
Politics?
Everything that came up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if my mother being a part of that, was she?
I think she might have been.
What was most enjoyable to you about having the job at the college?
I like the students.
What did you like about them?
Just because they were interesting.
Uh-huh.
And they were wanting to get things done. And,
yes.
And they needed to have somebody looking after them.
Uh-huh.
And they were just friendly people.
Good. Do you think that most of them came from Eastern Oregon?
Yes, and then there's different ones from different places, too. Maybe foreign country here and there.
Mm-hmm. What did you like least about that job?
Well, probably if they needed me, you might call me at 11 o'clock or so at night.
You were on duty all hours.
Some emergency.
How was your pay?
Oh, I don't remember. Nurses never got too much.
No.
But nobody was getting too much at that time in the war years, in the 40s. There's something else I worked a lot in. I thought you'd just be interested in...
Oh, the Girl Scout Association.
Some of these names here.
Mm-hmm.
You might read it aloud.
Okay. This is February 1952.
So you recognize some of the women.
This is the bulletin for the Girl Scout Council. Welcome to the new members of our board. They are Mrs. William Harris, Mrs. John Jones, our program chairman, Mrs. Bruce Moorhead, and Mrs. Daryl DeBoard, working together on public relations. This is Robert McClay, intermediate trainer. This is Lewis Statler in a new position as secretary. This is Florence Walker, also in a new place as Juliet Lowe, chairman. What does Juliet Lowe, chairman, mean?
Well, she was a person who was well known in the Girl Scouts and that. And I don't remember. Patsy.
Mrs. Robert Zweifel, working now as vice president, and Mrs. Jack Denny, who was consented to continue her many responsibilities as camp chairman.
She's a good worker.
Now, this brings up the question about what you did in Girl Scouting. What were your main responsibilities? It says here you were public relations. What did you do for that?
Well, I imagine if something needed to be publicized or something, let people know.
Like getting an article in the Observer?
Yes, I imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've worked with scouts a lot, even over in Idaho before I was there, came over here, and we're down at the coast, and we're going to have camping with them. So I've been really active in scouting.
Could you describe, or do you remember one of the times you took a group of girls camping, where you went and what you did?
Went up to Payette Lakes and we were camping up there. So one morning when I was out, I had my bathing suit on, and so on the west side of the lake, and we were going over towards McCall, and I got the worst sunburn. The sun came out, it was on the back, worst sunburn I had for years. That's something I remember about the episode of scouting.
That was probably at a time when suntan lotion wasn't very common.
Oh no.
Well, what else did you do when you took girls on camping? That they would swim and boat and what else?
Oh, just living along day by day and doing things. And
learning to cook over a campfire?
Oh, yes, and enjoying each other.
Yes, yes.
And making things. And
How did you all get to the campsite?
To have somebody take us cars.
All the way to the campsite, or did you go along trails?
Oh, no, we just went up to a certain spot.
I see, where there was a road.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
We went up to McCall, Idaho, Payette Lakes. By the time we went down to the coast, camped down there.
Were there any places? Any places to camp in the Grand Ronde Valley or in the Blue Mountains?
Well, see, at that time I wasn't connected here with.
Oh, you mean at this time you weren't taking girls on camping trips?
Well, I guess I did. I went over to Antelope Lakes.
Uh huh.
Went over there and stayed.
That's a good place.
Yes, we went over there and camped.
Antelope Lakes. Would you stay there for a week?
Yeah. For 5 days or so.
Was that usually in the summertime?
Oh, yes, it was a vacation time.
So what was most satisfying about Girl Scout work for you?
It seems like all the girls that did belong to anything like that were interesting girls. They were interested in all of doing these things and just working with them, and we enjoyed each other.
Were they well behaved?
Yes. They were.
Did you have any connection with Boy Scouts?
Just 1 year, a long time ago, there was a small one. little Cub Scouts. Mm-hmm.
What did you do for them?
Well, this is the different things. They were just these young kids. And,
uh-huh. And was your son Paul in that group?
No, that was before.
I see.
Yeah, I was married to Bruce.
I see.
I was looking at, here's this, you wouldn't be so interested in the names here, but.
Daughters of the American Revolution.
Would you like to see the names of the women here? Here's something I went to. Let's see if I saved it.
First Senate speakers, Honorable Richard M. Nixon. Where was that?
Down in Portland.
I see.
Down at the hotel.
What was the organization?
It was the
Oregon Centennial. Ah.
Sons and Daughters of Oregon Pioneers.
Uh-huh.
It was in the National Bank building in the big.
And that was February 14th, 1959.
Mm-hmm. That was the day that 100 years before we got to be a state.
What was your impression of Mr. Richard Nixon then?
Oh, at that time, why, he was wonderful, you know. Oh, there was the vice president and all that. That's before any of this came out about him.
You were impressed by his speech?
Yes, I think everybody was.
Uh-huh. Can you remember anything he said?
No.
I'm not surprised.
No, it's a little long ago.
Yes. Do you think he said anything at all about Oregon and the centennial?
Yes, he would have.
Okay.
And about the country and all that.
Uh-huh.
All the good things about things.
It sounds as though you were, for most of your life, ready to go and do lots of things.
Yes,
you had lots of ambition and energy?
Here's something. I don't know. Well, this was in the church paper when they're writing up different things or something. What do you hear about me?
Shut-ins. Oh, this was which church?
Presbyterian.
Presbyterian Church here in La Grande.
Yes.
Yeah. So it says, Alice Moorhead's family came to Astoria as pioneers in 1852. Alice attended school in Idaho and graduated from St. Luke's Hospital in Boise in 1928 as an RN. She married Bruce in 1935, and they lived at Mount Emily Camp, Camp Elkanah. Alice worked for several years as supervisor of health at EOSC. Upon Bruce's retirement, they moved to Cove before returning to La Grande in 1981. Since Bruce's death in 1984, Alice has continued her love of working with and helping people. She's a deacon in our church and works a great deal with genealogy. She enjoys gardening, traveling, and belonging to several organizations, including DAR, Eastern Star, and Knife and Fork Club. Alice has one son and one daughter. Alice joined the Presbyterian Church as a child in Payette, Idaho, so has been a member for about 70 years. Now, I've heard of course, the DAR and Eastern Star and Knife and Fork Club. Maybe you could tell me a few things about what those organizations did in La Grande when you were a member. You said a little last time a little about the DAR. You met in one another's homes, sometimes in a restaurant.
Daughters of American Revolution.
Yeah.
And
what did you do in the Eastern Star?
We had our meetings up on the second floor.
Of the Masonic Lodge building?
Yes.
On Adams.
Yes, that was, you know.
Yeah. Well, then Masons still meet there, don't they?
Oh, yes. Yeah. They do. Yes,
and
still have meetings.
It seems to me I've read that there were plays given sometimes in that room, or that
well,
area.
Not very much.
No?
It was more the regular meetings. then sometimes the meetings with the different towns would get together.
Uh-huh. You think the Ku Klux Klan met there?
Nothing I know of. Not that I know of.
Well, I think they might have.
No.
I think
no.
they might. Well, where else would they have met? No, I don't think so. These were very respectable men, weren't they?
Well, I don't know very much about the Klan, but nobody knows much about them and those who don't.
It was in Le Grand. They were active, I think, mainly from 1922 to about 1924.
Well, that's before my time.
Yeah,
I don't know anything about that. But I've heard a little
about it. You came to Le Grand in 19.
We bought the house in 1940.
Well, 35 is when you came.
Then we were up at Mount Emily Camp.
Yeah, well, that was only about 10 years after the Klan wasn't active anymore. I thought you might still have heard about it.
Well, I might have heard about it, but I wasn't going to get involved.
Okay.
I know nothing.
Well, at the time they were active, they were some of the finest men in Le Grand, businessmen and so on. So they had nothing to be ashamed of then, they thought.
They did. I think they did not make themselves.
Not well known.
Yeah.
No.
I'm just going on some of the things I've read about the organization since. The minutes of their meetings are in the Eastern Oregon University Library.
They are?
And that reveals a lot about them.
Yes.
And a man from Portland, a history professor, wrote a book based on those minutes. So we know more about the organization now than you probably did in 1935.
I think no one knew about it, Eugene. They were undercover.
Yes, I think so too.
Mm-hmm. Well, back to Eastern Star, what were some of the activities they did? They performed.
Not much. It's more of just what women.
Social.
Yes. Getting together.
The Women's Bar of Masons, and it was a secretive organization, except the people knew about it, but they didn't tell about what they did do.
And then
didn't they have formal
teas and
formal meetings?
Oh, yes.
They passed here to there.
Oh, yes.
It was formal.
You had your certain, like I was, you had certain things to do. You had your appointment for that year. You maybe with one of the star points, or the warder, or the musician, or there. And just, they're the ones that, of course, they believed in God and were very good people.
Mm-hmm. And why did you want to join it?
Well, it's just because I liked some of the women and thought it would be an interesting thing to do, just getting together once a month.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were always aware of other people's help. There were problems in doing things.
Did you help people in need?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Theater looking after each other.
Mm-hmm. These organizations that you joined, apparently you had a strong interest in other people and wanting to associate with them and help them where you could.
Yes, and especially, well, even now I belong to DAR, Protestant American Revolution, and they're making some changes back there right now. They're even changing the magazine.
Well, organizations do change all the time. Tell me about the Knife and Fork Club. You get together once a month to have a dinner?
Yeah, we have a dinner, but it was usually dependent upon how many people we had, how many members. It was usually about four times a year.
Oh.
And one of the most recent places we met was in the Elks building.
Mm-hmm. Would there be a speaker, usually?
Oh, yes, always have a speaker.
Somebody from out of town, usually?
Usually.
Mm-hmm.
And good things to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
do you remember what kind of subject?
Anything from different countries to there's just so many things. Somebody.
Would you call them usually current events? What was going on in other parts of the world?
Well, sometimes, and then sometimes. Was it music?
Oh.
Instead?
Mm-hmm.
Just all sorts of things.
A performance?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, that reminds me, we haven't gotten to this before, but there were two movie theaters in La Grande, weren't there? The Liberty and the Granada?
Yes, there was one right down there. Of course, it was the one right there, right, Pennies now.
The Granada.
And then the one down by the Trotter's store in that building. And then that block, I mean.
Oh.
We're down.
You mean near what used to be the post office?
Yes.
That was the Liberty?
Yes.
Yeah. Did you go there?
Oh, a few times. But that was, I never went a lot to shows.
I see. They had stage shows sometimes, didn't they?
I'm not sure.
What do you think of that building? It's on the National Historic Register now. Did you know that?
No, I wasn't sure about that.
It is. It's right now there's a picture framing shop and a pizza place up on the first floor. But as far as I know, the main part of the theater is still pretty much the way it was.
Mm-hmm.
So,
the last few years I haven't been around and about doing things.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's switch over to Cove. What made you and your husband want to go to Cove?
Well, we liked that area, and see, Bruce had been retired, and we. And we had new people there, and we just liked the area.
Uh-huh.
And
you liked it better than La Grande?
Well, I thought. Well, we had lived in there on 504 Maine for quite a long while, and had a chance to sell the place.
Uh-huh.
And we thought, well, why not make a move? Mm-hmm. So we did.
Uh-huh. And you found the house that you most wanted in Cove?
You liked the old place real well.
You said last time you enjoyed living near the school.
Oh, I did.
Why was that?
Well, again, I knew some teachers, you know. And there's times when there's some program or something that ask Alice to come over and talk to them about it.
Oh, so you gave little talks to the kids?
Yes, some of them were real informal.
Uh-huh.
Like, maybe 3 years ago or so, 4 years ago, I went over and was a sixth grade teacher. I can't say his name now. Talking about different things. How things used to be a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And just to get together and We sat on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
I sat on the floor,
good.
Too.
Good.
With the kids.
Can you remember anything that you told them?
Oh, about how it was when I was a young one with my grandmother. She'd be telling me about how things were when she was young.
Uh-huh.
And then about the Indians and so on. And
uh-huh.
Different things, or I'd talk to them, so then they'd be telling me something about it that they'd heard in their families. And we just, it was very informal and one-to-one, just
mm-hmm.
just talking things over.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, sitting on the floor with them was a good way to do that.
Yes.
Yeah. Was your social life in Cove similar to what it had been in La Grande?
Well, not too much. We had the same, went to the same meetings and life and fork and DAR. And
in Cove or in La Grande?
Coming from over to La Grande, because they didn't have some of the meetings over
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm.
And but just and then the church, I even with the old Methodist church over there, I went to the Methodist church over there because Bruce is a Methodist, and his folks were,
mm-hmm.
And he helped a lot with the, when we were there just a little while when the church burned. And they had to build a new church. And so Bruce worked a lot on there helping them. And I even painted a whip and top there on a ladder and painting inside the church too,
uh-huh.
doing different things.
Did you have any connection with the Ascension camp of the Episcopal Church?
No. But I went to the Episcopal Church some in Boise,
mm-hmm.
because both the other churches weren't very close, and the Presbyterian was quite a long mm-hmm. ways away. So I just went to the Episcopal Church.
Mm-hmm. How did the people you knew in Cove feel about the Episcopalians who came over there?
Well, as far as I know, they were okay, because I never heard anything
mm-hmm.
otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
They were there a long time.
Mm-hmm.
A long time before other mm-hmm. people were there.
Do you think that they felt any particular pride about this camp that they ran and the beautiful church and the rest?
Oh, I think people are more apt to be like that now. And a long time ago, the main thing was just get something done.
Yes.
And you didn't have to be proud of yourself. You just
mm-hmm.
worked with
you
the
did
other
what
people.
Needed to be done.
Yes.
Yes.
Working with other people and doing things.
Now, when you were living there, was May Stearns still there?
May Stearns wasn't she in La Grande?
She came to La Grande, but she had a studio. Harold Blank told me this.
Oh.
Her studio is right across from that new conference center in Cove. He calls it the Episcopalian Hotel.
Oh.
And he said her studio is still there. It's, mm-hmm. I looked at it the other
yes.
day. There is an old barn kind of a building there. And mm-hmm. I guess that's her studio. But did you ever meet her?
Yes, I met her. But not there.
In La Grande?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I met her in La Grande.
Did you see many of her photographs?
Well, I don't know if I did. It was just one of those things you do and
mm-hmm.
look at it and thank them and
uh-huh.
go on your way.
What was her reputation around La Grande and Cove, do you think?
Well, as far as I know, I thought she was did things.
A respected photographer?
As far as I knew.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't she a friend of Mabel Doty's?
I don't know.
But she was cut a great deal of his sketches to photographer.
Mm-hmm.
And people knew her as a photographer.
And I think she was a friend of Mabel Doty's, too. I was thinking of LeBrand, too, a long time ago. He had several fires, but accidents.
Which ones do you remember?
One was kind of across from her. The vault would be, was that Payless? At,
the corner drugstore?
No, it was in the middle of it.
Oh, okay. That could have been Payless.
And then another one that burned was just across from where the bank is, for U.S. Bank. And then there used to be a Chinese restaurant up there, was on the second floor, and there's a store below it was a woman's dress shop.
I know. Ann Johnson's?
Yes, Ann Johnson's. Mm-hmm. And one person who worked for Ann Johnson was Helen Vandola. But remember, there was a fire there, and that was burned.
That shop or up above?
Up above and below the two, and then in that area. And there was several other fires.
When there was a fire in town, did a lot of people come out to see it?
Of course, I wasn't there, I don't know.
No. Well, there were fires probably when you were living in LeGrand.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember going to see one?
No, I usually didn't.
Oh, I see.
Do those things.
Do you remember?
Yes, I've kind of forgotten it. But,
that must have been a big fire. Mm-hmm. I wasn't here.
Mm-hmm.
When you were in Cove, did you have anything to do with the pool, the Natural Springs pool?
Oh, went over a few times to swim.
Mm-hmm.
But not much.
Do you remember anything about the history of that, how it was developed?
No. No, I don't.
Has it been the way it is now, pretty much all the time you've known Cove?
I think so.
Uh-huh.
It was that way before my mother knew about it.
Uh-huh.
I think it's changed, you know, it's mm-hmm. not sort of the same, but I think it was before.
Was it very popular when you were in Cove?
Oh, yes. They used it quite a bit.
Now, at that time, there was no longer a train between Cove and LeGrand or Union.
No.
No. Did you hear any stories about people who remembered that train?
Well, things were written up. And I knew there was one, but not much about it.
Mm-hmm. And was the name Hendershot familiar while you were there?
Yes.
What did you hear about that family?
Well, I didn't know them. Just that they were a prominent family
mm-hmm.
there.
Yeah, they had died many years before you mm-hmm. got there.
Yes.
Did people all know the name? In Cove?
Oh, I imagine because Cove being a small place.
Yeah.
And then the Conklins lived there
mm-hmm.
too. They were well-known people.
Yes.
Conklins.
Mm-hmm. And of course, the Gears had been well known when they lived there.
Who?
Gear. T.T. Gear was the governor of Oregon.
Oh.
I think from 1900 to 1904.
Mm-hmm.
And his father had fruit trees there. Was the fruit business going pretty strongly when you were there?
Yes, kind of. It was still maybe not as much, but cherries were always popular.
Mm-hmm.
But Cove has changed so much.
Mm-hmm.
The roads going up on the hill,
yes,
you know,
yes.
and then the view you get from the valley,
uh-huh.
in a way, there. And
yeah. People think that's the best place to build a house now.
Yes. Some good houses are being built,
yes,
up there, too.
Yes. Were there any old buildings, barns, or houses that you remember in Cove that aren't there anymore?
Yes. There's... I don't know about the houses. It was